We'll call the meeting to order. Could we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we have roll call, please?
Councilor Horney?
Present.
Councilor Jordan?
Here.
Councilor Dunham?
Here.
Councilor Wood?
Here.
I barely heard it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to turn up the volume here.
Present. Thank you. Okay. Approval of the bills. As Jan requested, I put in the packet, I gave you the supervisor's report in front of the budget transfers and the vouchers. So were there any questions on the supervisor's report? Remember, this is all, of course, it's on paper, but it's the revenue. Revenue minus the expenditures, any increases, decreases, whatever. The last column is what we have. And if there's a minus in there, which under DB Cash Savings Pathfinder, there's a minus $16,893.45. See that down there under DB? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay, that means we got more money in that line than we had budgeted. So that's why there's a minus. That's a good thing. The other ones, some of them you can see, like under B, cash savings, we had anticipated budget-wise $103,000. We ended up, we only have so far $80,000. So we're behind on that one. You just compare the two, the balance as of September to the balance as of October, and you can see the differences. But if there's a minus, that's a good thing. That means we got more money in that line than we had anticipated. Do you have any questions on the monthly report? No, yes?
No.
No? Okay. Budget transfers. Guys, I worked long and hard on this because I went to training 2 days in a row. I had things to do Monday, and I was working on this late last night into this afternoon, as Craig can vouch for, because I had to talk to him. I had looked at two numbers incorrectly, and I thought he was way overdrawn. Well, I found my mistake. I was too tired to do this last night. So this morning it kicked into place that I found it correctly. So we only have two small ones at this point. General fund townwide, the parks for the electric for it on Route 69, we didn't have any money in that line. So I'm moving $21.02 down. We'll probably have to do it again next month, but I didn't know because we do the lights for the things down at the park. It might be more than $21.02, so I'm just moving what we had to this time, but we'll probably have to do it again next month for December. And the highway town outside of village, we needed more money in the employee benefit line, so we took it out of the, Craig said to take it out of the part-time summer help line, so we moved $2,000 over. So those are the two budget transfers we need. I need a motion to approve the budget transfers slash modifications for November.
I'll move.
I need a second.
Second.
Any questions or anything? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Gary, can you say something so I can see if I can hear you?
Hi. How you doing?
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Next is the bills. I need a motion to approve the general fund A townwide for vouchers 234 through 252 in the amount of $27,859.61. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second.
I didn't sign those.
Nobody signed them. They're sitting here.
Well, I got a problem with them, all of them, because we give you a month. Put two signatures on checks. It's not done yet.
That has nothing to do with the vouchers. Can you wait? It's on the agenda for down further.
No, because I'm not approving paying any bills or signing them until I see that there's going to be two signatures on them checks.
Okay, so when the companies start charging us interest, I'll take it out of your line.
Well, you had a month and a half to do it, Marianne.
Here, we
made a motion to have it done by November 1st.
I'm not arguing about this.
The board made a motion to have it done by November 1st. It's not done yet.
It wasn't on the agenda to be discussed. You bring things up off the floor, which is incorrect. I understand you made a motion, but bringing it up when it's not on the agenda is a violation of, what is it, open meetings law. You're supposed to talk about what's on the agenda.
No. We can bring stuff up anytime we want.
You can, but you're not supposed to vote on it then. No. And I asked you to put it off until you got more information. And then
you walked out of the meeting.
That was after the fact.
For you to do it by November 1st. It's not done yet.
And you voted for it, and it went 3-2.
Yeah, and won.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, and it won.
Yep.
It won.
Yep.
And it's not done yet. I'm not paying any more bills, and I hate to be this way, until I see that it's done and done the right way.
Okay, I have a ticket motion in a second.
Getting feedback here.
Sorry. Yes.
Now I can't see nothing.
Did I get a second?
No.
I'll second it. Any other discussion? Any questions on the bills? Since none of you have signed them.
Hey, yeah, we got issues here.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Gary can even hear what's going on.
I can't hear or see nothing, so.
I hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, no nothing.
You do this all the time, Doug. You do this all the time. How inappropriate, how unprofessional.
Okay.
But it's okay. You got to do what you got to do. And so do I.
Well, I got to be able to get on there. That's, again, say nothing or do nothing. But he's working on it.
I just ask a favor, would you guys just let each other speak so I can get the minutes correctly? I can't get the minutes correctly when people are talking on top of each other.
So do you want me to recognize people before they talk?
No, I want, if someone starts to speak, I want you to let them speak, and same for you.
Well, when they don't ask to be recognized, it's inappropriate. It's not Robert's rules.
I'm not going to get into this, but I'm trying to do a job, and I need to be able to listen to people.
Okay. Well, if nothing else, you can play back the tape and listen to it.
You still can't hear, Marianne, when people are still talking over each other, whether it's the tape or whatever.
This is true. I apologize. I will do better.
I'm not just talking. I'm talking to everyone.
I know. You're not just talking to me, and I appreciate that.
Okay. I think we should be okay now.
Gary, can you see in this?
Yep. I can see now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve general fund. General fund townwide to approve vouchers 234 through 252 at $27,859.61.
I want a roll call, please.
What? You'll get it in a minute. Are there any questions on the bills or any questions on the A account? Any bills that came through that are sitting there waiting to be signed?
Why are you using your personal Staples card for buying things when we have a town?
We don't have a town Staples card.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
You did. You made the town get one, and you charged on it last year.
And I charged it on mine, Kelly. I don't have a town Staples card.
There
isn't a Staples card. I tried to get it, and it never went through. I didn't get it through the guy, so I did try. But I didn't get it. So, yes, I had to use mine, Doug. I don't have much cash in my hand to pay for what needed to be done for us. So, are there any other questions on those bills in the A account?
Why are we paying bills that are not due to February?
Which ones?
Retirement.
Because we save $500 if you had red paperwork
then,
that was
good. And then it puts us in the red until the end of the year.
It does not put us into the red. If it's going to put us into the red, I'd be more than happy to tell you that. Did you see the supervisor's report that I gave you? The monthly supervisor's report. Does it look like we're in the red?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the bill not due until February.
Right. And if we pay it so that they get it before December 15th, we save $500. That's why we do it. Trying to find ways to save money. Any other questions on the A ones? I have a motion and a second. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Okay. Councilor Horning? Counselor Horning?
Yes.
Counselor Dunham?
No, because I haven't signed them yet. Remember.
You're voting no?
No.
Counselor Jordan?
No.
Counselor Wood?
No.
Yes. So is this the way it's going to be for all the bills? You're not going to approve any of the bills tonight?
Told you, Mary Ann, they're not going to approve them until you comply with the board.
Okay, well,
you need to comply. Right now, you're breaking the law. You're not complying with the board. So I told you, you got to do it. So it's all on your shoulders. Don't blame it on the board.
I am.
This is all Mary Ann's actions. That's why nothing's being paid.
I am blaming it on the board.
Well, you're wrong. It's all your fault.
Gary, you're trying to blackmail me into doing something.
No, we're not blackmailing you. Hey, you said you talked to the attorney. You talked to the attorney of the Association of Towns, right? You said you talked to the attorney at the Association of Towns, Lori.
I already did.
And she should have told you that when the board passes a resolution for counter signatures, that's the law.
That's the law.
And you know that.
That's the law.
So you're breaking it. So if you don't want to go comply, the only option you're leaving the board is to guess what? Everything on the town is on your shoulders till you comply with the bank. Send that letter, get approval for the checks, and to do dual signatures, and then we can make a motion to pay the bills once we got dual signatures.
No, we can't do that unless we have another meeting.
Then we'll have another meeting, but we got to see proof that you've talked to the bank and that's gone through.
Checks won't be going out next Monday.
Nothing will be going out till you do your job.
Wow. Okay, let me explain something to you, Gary. As of the last...
Go right ahead, Mary Ann. I've already talked to attorneys. I know what I'm talking about.
And so do I, Gary. So can you listen for a minute and stop talking?
Yes, go ahead.
Sometimes you learn when you listen rather than running your mouth.
Go ahead.
Be rude. I have no problem with having two signatures on the checks. I have no problem. My problem is you guys are pushing me to involve one person that this whole town knows neither one of us get along. I'm not doing it. If you want to,
you know what? Then you know what?
Stop talking.
No.
Either you have somebody else do it. Robin is already able to sign checks with me.
You can't.
If it wants to be somebody else, I have no problem with that. But I am not doing it with the town.
Mary Ann, listen to me. We cannot. We cannot do that. New York State law says it has to be you. And the town clerk. I called the comptroller. There's nobody else that can sign it but the town clerk. Read your laws. Holy shit. You're not that smart.
No, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't turn them off?
Why would you turn them off?
You're not that smart. I already checked into it because I wanted John Dunham to do it. But he can't because the comptroller told me town clerk is the only authorized signature other than the supervisors.
You want me to bring you a copy of the law? It says it can be the town
clerk. No, it can't.
It doesn't have to be the town clerk. And with
yes,
the
it does.
Here in Parrish, no, it's not law. With the situation that's here in Parrish between the town clerk and this town supervisor, it's never going to happen.
Why won't it
so
happen?
If you want it to be somebody, I'll give you the option to pick somebody. If you don't want it
no,
to
you know what? Person, it's a town clerk. We passed the resolution. That's the law. You're breaking it. Guess what?
Do an Article 75 or 78, whatever you got.
78. I know what it is. I know the sections too.
Because you guys don't give me permission to write the checks. That's not on me. That's on you.
It's all on you.
Everything that you need regarding these checks.
It's all on you, Mary Ann. It's all your body. It's all about you.
Clerk, why can't you?
Doug, look me in the eye and ask me that question.
I'm sure she's going to be able to sign them for you.
No, I don't want her to sign them.
Because you don't want her to.
There you go. We don't
want her to.
That would be a personnel issue for after this meeting.
That's true. Okay, so we skip A, or we skip C, D, E, F, and G. Sorry, Craig, the bills aren't going to be paid. Okay, moving on into highway reports. Craig, did you want to say anything on your report?
No.
I don't know that everybody
has it.
Did I get my report or no?
It's here, but I don't know that everybody has a copy because remember they said they wanted to do one copy.
That's a lot. I've already asked a ton of people. I got a hold of the comptroller. I got a hold of another attorney. There's nobody else you can have.
Been doing a few odd things along town, buttoning up. I just want to say that we got together and we turned in for the chips to get refunded if everything goes right. It's $126,458.88. If everything goes right, we should get back in mid-December, 18th or so.
Keep my fingers crossed, Craig.
But other than that, I don't know.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Craig on his report? He's going to be reporting on a couple other things down further on the agenda. No? Okay. Thank you, Craig. You got the assessor's report. I did ask him about doing a log, and he's working on that as we speak. I don't think he's here. He had something that was coming up today. He may not be on Zoom.
He's not on the Zoom session at this time?
Is or is not?
Is not.
Okay. If you have any questions on his report, please get together with him. Give him a call. Code enforcement. That's Jim. Jim,
yes.
Do you want a report?
I can give you a verbal report. The written one is sitting on. I'll just go over the highlights real quick for you. Basically, in October, 5 new building permits were issued. 4 permits were completed. 26 inspections were performed. 1 violation was corrected, 6 new violations were issued, and 3 zoning permits for sheds were issued. We're going to start our fire safety inspections that we have in November, as well as far as the COVID thing goes. We'll see how far we can get, but also in October, I attended the town, the village, the planning board meetings, and I was also present at the budget workshop discussing my department's needs for 2021. I traveled 110 miles in October, and basically the revenues for the month of October totaled $1,222.80. That was zoning as well as building permits. Any questions?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Sounds good. Any questions for Jim? Thank you. Okay, town justice report. I gave you, well, you guys don't have it, but I gave you a copy of that. They took in last month for, she filed it in November, but this is, well, whatever month it covers, it's $8,411 that we took them from the court. And I know the other night they had DA night, and they took in almost $1,300 just for the one night.
Yeah, we don't use all that.
I know, but it sounds good. At least we get part of it. Town clerk's monthly report, you got that? Any questions on that? No. Right? Dog control officer's report, you got that? He said, COVID struck his house and his wife is in quarantine from exposure to 3 positive students last week. But the enumeration response has been good. I did not have a chance to get actual numbers from the town clerk, but I believe we are somewhere around 50 new licenses with many more renewals. So, and he did say in his note to me that he'll try to get together with her before the end of the year to figure out the enumeration cost. He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Tug Hill, Mr. Baxter, do you have anything to report?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We can tell you email here. Thank you. For the last month, a substantial part of my time has been spent on working with towns as they prepare their 2021 budgets.
As you may have seen in Tokyo Times, when it's time to adopt the final 2021 budget, it's supposed to be done by resolution, not just a simple motion. So for your convenience, I've attached a sample resolution for your reference on the other side of this sheet. The Tokyo Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule of the Watertown-based staff, where at any given time, half the staff from the office and the other half are working full-time from home. Tokyo staff are available for meetings with your municipality. I've mentioned that the training Tug Hill Commission is offered to local planning boards and ZBAs to help them with their annual training required. The sessions after we've done the live presentations, we put them on a YouTube channel, the Tug Hill YouTube channel, and we're currently figuring out how to get training hour credits for those people who watched on the YouTube credit after their channel, after the time it's been on a live session. Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended until December 3rd. And as always, I'm happy to help with the Zoom meeting. Next Salmon River Council Governance meeting is tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at the Albion Altmar Municipal Building on Bridge Street. They will have a in-person component with social distancing and mask usage. And we will also be offering that meeting via Zoom. If you go to the Salmon Rivers website, www.salmonrivers.org, there'll be a link there for you. And a couple of the topics we'll be discussing will be the, we've been talking about using a contractor to help me with meeting coverage on my busy nights. And we need to extend the intermunicipal agreement that we work under an intermunicipal agreement to get it forms the Salmon River Council of Governments, and every so often they need to be reviewed and extended. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. And then we'll be bringing it back to the individual municipalities for their consideration. With all that in mind, as we get closer to implementing a contractor to assist in meeting coverage in the Salmon Rivers area, if you have anyone in mind who might be able and interested in serving this function, we'd be happy to hear of potential candidates. I've emailed the bill for the annual Salmon River Council of Governments membership for calendar year 2020 to the supervisor and town clerk. I assisted the town justice with setting up on Microsoft Teams as required by the court system. I also set the justice up with an external monitor for his court laptop on a trial basis. And as that seemed to be a big help to him, I'd like to suggest that the town buy a larger flat screen monitor for his use. The town currently does not have any larger flat screen monitors not available on this. What I did is I grabbed one of the old small glass bottle monitors up from the balcony to test out with his laptop, see how it would work, and it would help because he's trying to do a lot of things with that laptop when he's doing a court session. And with doing Microsoft Teams, there will be even more things he's trying to cram into a relatively small screen. With an external monitor, he can put things on both screens and it would be a major gain in functionality for him. So I'd like to suggest that you buy one, and this should cost well under $200. I would have said probably well under $150 for a good size monitor. But if you want to, pardon me?
A 40.
Yeah, 40 inch. Yeah. I don't think he's going to want to carry that around in and out, but something like a nice, you know, 23 inch or so, I was thinking would be a good choice for him.
Would that be something that he'd mount on the wall?
No, that'd be something he'd probably carry in and out of the sessions because I guess they've got a grant application for a big wall mounted screen for doing that. But this would be just for doing the engine. When we had it set up, when we were doing that, he was up the bench there and he had his laptop there and the large monitor was to his left. So,
okay.
Yeah, the large monitor with Skype capacity that they have the grant application for is a separate thing.
Okay, thank you.
I assisted the town clerk with generating a reference list of those receiving a mailing for dog license renewals. I assisted the town supervisor and the town board in moving things forward in the budget process. I assisted the town supervisor in developing materials to be used for informing the public about the upcoming Water District public hearing. And the final thing is, I think it was last week I was here. Whenever we all got together last, I talked to you about a laptop for the town tax collector, which is a budget we do need to buy, and sooner rather than later, because he'll be in preparation for the tax collection season before too much longer. But the Dell I'd identified to you is probably the best candidate for that. The town has an account with Dell. It has had for quite a while. And so I contacted them and had it updated with the changing supervisor and so on. So we're good to go on the order, except that the laptop I identified they won't sell under that arrangement because we've got, as you'd expect with the municipality, a business account, and one that identified was not one of their business computers. It was a consumer grade computer, which are typically a little less expensive. So they said, we'd love to sell you a computer, but we can't sell you that one under the current agreement. So I'm researching what we can do under that agreement, and we'll double check and see whether Dell's still the best bet or whether we want to go with CBW or some other source. But the last laptop Kevin had, I think, currently is Lenovo, and those are good laptops as well. So, and I know we think you mentioned HP and Compaq. So there are other good computers out there if we can't wind up getting the most cost-effective Dell. So I'll be continuing to work on that and get that on order ASAP, because with these credit arrangements, most of them are 30 days net. So if I buy it really now, we should have the computer and the invoice in time to run through the December meeting.
Well, it may never get paid, but okay.
Well, that's a separate question.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I have for you. And of course, on the back side here, you have the sample resolution for adopting.
I got a copy for everybody too. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Any questions for Paul?
Thank you.
I do want to take this time to thank you very, very, very much for all the help you've given me regarding the budget. Well, it's the board, but me putting it together for the board. And the water paperwork that you shrank for us and put that BDU stuff on it, that worked out great. So Paul's done a lot for this town regarding paperwork and helping us create the things that we needed to mail out. So again, Paul, thank you.
Long story short, Marianne got a large spreadsheet that had information on it that wasn't particularly pertinent to an individual landowner. Mm-hmm. And it was sorted in the orders of parcel numbers. So you'd have to scroll through the entire 400 plus names on it to find your name or names and the properties associated with it. So I massaged it so it's in order of the owners, not the owner of parcels. So to make it easier to work with. And we also made the size larger on the font because it was really teeny tiny font when we first got it. So
appreciate it. I'm sure the people are sure they don't know what you did, but I appreciate it.
Well, hopefully they'll have less eye strain.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Very open. LJ, did you have anything to?
I handed you the report Monday.
Okay. I think everybody has it in their packet.
I already did it without you doing.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for LJ on that? I must have put me in my budget folder. It was budget information. Oh, it's right here. Okay. So you gave them this report?
Yep, I gave them the same report I gave you Monday. I gave them.
Did you give them the back sheet too?
I gave them everything, yes.
Okay, well, I made copies. That's why I'm asking. So you did. All right, so everybody's got it then. Okay, no problem. Any question on any of it?
You could read it for the people on Zoom.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. 23 EMS calls, 5 motor vehicle accidents, 1 extrication, 1 hazardous condition, 1 service call. Total calls 30, covered hours 18:49, 9 hours 93, 17 miles 200. Each lady required standby twice and seen twice. Each lady did standby once, seen twice. Total calls 3 hours 56 minutes, 9 hours 8 minutes, 14. Pacing twice in the next 4 months. 4 calls a month, 33, 20:45, 9 hours, 103:25, mileage 14. Training hours per month was 7 hours. Now it's 6:30, mileage 55.
Any questions for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, LJ.
Yep.
Appreciate it. All right. Old business audit. Dan, did you have a chance to go through any of that stuff for the audit that they gave you?
Yes, I did.
And
I had the one I give to you, he finally called me back and we discussed a lot of stuff on that. And I agree that it's a full audit, and that's what you're looking for, is a full audit because of the grants. No Valley uses them. And they have a full audit every year, and they get a lot of grants. I mean, they're continuous getting grants for water and everything else. So I agreed on that. I did from the beginning, always a full audit, so we know what's going on.
Do these people tell me that they know municipal accounting?
Yes.
They do?
They do other towns? Yes, he does other towns. He does Richland, Bellamy, and I forgot there's two more.
Towns, okay.
Towns.
No problem. So who is that?
I can't remember the name off the bat. I don't know if he got his paper that's home on the desk.
Did he give you an idea of the price?
That was in that, I don't know, I think it's on my desk. It was in that ballpark, but it's, he's got to go through it first to finalize it down, but he gives you a ballpark from a low to a high. And they all do that because they don't know how much they got to get into for the first time.
But we need to know what it is to approve that.
Yeah, I can call him, get that.
But no, gotta, we commit to X amount.
I'll, next meeting, December, we got time.
Okay.
I'll make sure I give him a call. Did they have another? I think it's on the desk.
That's okay. Do it in, we'll do a motion to approve them in December, whoever they are.
Right.
Did you call that other guy that was a lower price and it was a full audit?
I did not call. I waited for one to call me back, took a week and a half.
Well, they're buried too because of COVID.
Yeah, it's a hit and miss when you call them.
I know, because they're busy. They want to do it, but their hands are tied because they can't always go in and do it
right.
Because of COVID. So if you can, between now and then, just call the other guy and get an idea what his, I know I wrote it down on that paper. I have it upstairs somewhere. Get an idea of what his full audit cost is, because I know he was less than the one that talked to you.
Right.
I don't remember how much, but he will do a full audit or the other two possibilities, but we want a full audit, that's fine. And he gave me a price. We just have to check and see if it's still the same. If you would.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Okay. Mr. Mueller sent a letter to us that he wants to be stay on the ZBA as the chair. And Mr. Schreiber sent us a letter saying he wants to stay on as a planning board member. As well. Well, I know you have. Could you listen? You took care of these, I think, at the meeting where I left. No, you didn't do Mr. Mueller.
No.
We haven't done Mr. Mueller. You did Mr. Schreiber and Mr. Brzezinski. What I wanted to point out to you is the process that we have has got to go one way or another. It can't be both ways. We either, when somebody seizes up and the town clerk notifies the supervisor that somebody seizes up, whoever it is, we need to reach out to them verbally to see if they want to continue or if they don't. And if they don't, then that gives us the option of advertising to get new people in. If we do it that way, it's got to be that way for everybody. We don't just do it for some, and then the other ones we don't ask and we advertise when we shouldn't have to pay for the advertisement, come to find out that they want to stay in the position. So are you guys okay with a procedure like that?
I think that's the way it should be done, yes.
Well, I want to interject here because I was told not to issue old cards until after the organizational meeting, so you can't really ask people if you're told if you're given direction on another, but in another way. So
they don't. Well, we don't appoint them until the organizational meeting. The point is that we ask them.
People were notified, and I've always took pride in notifying everybody.
I'm not going to get into that. What I'm saying is the process is going to be that if you know somebody seats up, because you have the numbers, I probably do too, but I don't pay as much attention to it as you do. Let us know, we know, whatever, the supervisor, whoever it is, and then we get a hold of the person and say, are you still interested in serving? If they say yes, then come January is when we would reappoint them. That's when the seats are up, other than Barb. That's
in
September.
I'm aware of the process. I've been doing it.
Okay, well, I'm explaining it to the board here, Kelly. And then if they don't want it, we'll know ahead of time, and then we can send out, put it in an ad in the paper to see if someone else wants to do it. Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Gary?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Okay. Doug?
Yeah.
Okay. So for Mr. Scriber, and we will be appointing him in January. Mr. Mueller did send us a letter. Okay. New business. Adapt the 2021. Okay. This is the piece that Paul just gave you, so I'll go around and give it to everybody because this is what we have to read and adapt when it comes to the budget. Yeah, you don't have this. Sorry. I'll read it because we have to go over it. Yeah, but this is weird. Thank you. Okay, the budget is the same as what we worked on last Thursday. Nothing's changed. So it's the exact document that you had for the 5th. After there's a 5th, that's the preliminary one. I gotta give you this stuff too. So, resolution to adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2021. Whereas the town of Parrish has completed its preliminary budget for the fiscal year of 2021, and whereas the town has properly advertised and made said preliminary budget available, and whereas the town has held a public hearing on the preliminary budget on November 5th, 2020, and whereas the town has completed and filed a tax levy limit information with the New York State Comptroller, and whereas the town is in compliance with the applicable tax levy limit, and whereas the town board has made any such necessary and permissible amendments to the preliminary budget subsequent to said public hearing, therefore be declared that the town board of the town of Parrish does hereby adopt the same as the final budget for the fiscal year of 2021. Before we say yes or no on it, we did go over the, we did review, I'm going to watch how I say that, the tax levy. We did send the report in that we do not this year have to go over the tax levy. So I'll give you a copy of that. So you have that. So we are under the tax levy. The tax levy for us is $1,262,570. We're coming in at $1,233,052. So we're about 29, not quite 30,000 under it. So that's a good thing, right? Thank you. You're welcome. So we did not have to exceed the tax levy. I don't think that's happened in a long time. So that's a good thing. What else did I have to have? So we did file that.
Did we file with the state and the county?
State, I don't know if it goes to the county when we take the budget over or not.
The tax levy limit calculation, that's only on file with the comptroller.
Okay, thank you.
We file the budget of the county, but the yes. Tax levy limit calculation is with the comptroller's office.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I read the resolution. Who wants to motion it? I need a motion.
No.
I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any questions or discussions on that budget? Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Brown?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Woods?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay, thank you. A lot of meetings, a lot of discussion. a lot of work, but it's done for next year. Okay. December meeting. Oh, okay. All right. Snow plowing. Okay, this was something I was asked to put on the agenda. I should have put his name next to it. This is by Doug Jordan. About the snow plowing, the highway superintendent's driveway, and or full-time MBO's driveways. Go ahead, Doug.
The motion basically is so the highway superintendent can plow his driveway so he can get in and out. And the employee's driveway, if we get a major snowfall and they've been out for a long time, so they can at least get into the driveway. They don't have to park in the road. The motion. So I'm making the motion.
I will second it.
What's the past practice? What have we done? We got it in black and white anywhere?
I don't think there's any past practice to it.
Right. I think it's been that way, and then there's a big ordeal, and then Craig being careful what to do because he didn't want to get in trouble, but he needs to get in and out. I know we did it back that way when Carl was in.
Yeah, Carl never, and the board never talked about it.
No.
It probably was past practice, but it was never drawn up.
Taxpayers talk about it. Taxpayers talk about it.
Then let the taxpayers come out and they're the ones that voted for us to represent them.
Well, since I've been, you've been on a highway before.
That's right.
Major snowstorms. You don't go home and try to get in your driveway.
That's right. You don't.
When it's up to your waist.
You don't park side the road. You're right.
You've been out for 14 or 24 hours back then.
Yep.
You slept at the highway garage.
Yep.
So your workers, but you just major snowstorms, not just every snowstorm, but your major snowstorms and stuff.
Yeah. On an average snowfall, no, you can get in your own driveway. You don't have to park side the snowbank side
but
the road.
But when you got banks 3 feet high, to get in your driveway.
That's right. That's right. I'm all for it. I just, it's common sense. I mean, yes, you're going to have taxpayers calling bellyache.
I'd rather have them out there plowing instead of waiting for them to come in because they got to plow. Yeah,
right. Yep.
And the highway superintendent's got to get in and out of his driveway because he's got to go check the roads out.
Well, he might be out four times in one night.
Right.
So,
or never come home for 2 days.
Right. I have no squawks over it. I don't know about how you, I know you guys.
I just wanted, we talked about it at the workshop. I just wanted to make it official.
So there's something going back that we got something in there.
Right.
To protect everybody.
Right.
The reason why we do it.
Right. Yep. And it could help open up a can of worms if the highway superintendent get his own yard and he parks side the road and gets hit with it. Then whose insurance is going to take care of that?
Yeah.
You know? So.
Gary, did you have any input on that?
Oh, yeah. I brought it up at the workshop. I agree with it 100%.
Okay. So yep. What are we agreeing to? Somebody want to spell it out?
Superintendent can maintain his driveway and employees if there's a bad storm. So they can get into work or get back from work.
You mean the MEOs?
Right, full-time employees.
Yeah.
Right, the ones that live in Parrish.
You
can't drive to a different area and plow their driveway. The ones that drive in for Parrish, they're full-time. I think they all live in town anyways.
No, they don't.
One doesn't.
Well, you can't. The ones that live in the town of Parrish.
Right. So you'll have to draw it up that way.
So the board agrees to allow the highway superintendent to clear his driveway when necessary and any of the full-time MEOs driveways that live in the town of Parrish. Somebody else live in the town of Parrish? The other three?
No, all but one.
Right. The ones that live in the town of Parrish on a major snowstorm, he cleans. The highway superintendent can clean his driveway whenever he goes in and out because he's checking the roads.
Right.
So then why am I doing this if that's the case?
Because he doesn't do it now. He drives over it or he parks and go gets his own blower and blows his own driveway out.
Okay, so the MEO's driveways is not an issue. It's the highway superintendent's driveway that's an issue. Is that what you're saying?
Right, he needs to be able to do it at any given time that he needs to check the roads.
No, I agree, but I think you got to spell it all out. So the board agrees to allow the highway superintendent to clean his driveway when necessary, and any of the other full-time MEOs driveways when necessary.
On a major storm, not every time you get a half inch of snow. I mean,
does when necessary cover major storms?
Knock them open.
Yeah, that's all you're going to do. Right.
I'm not going to follow the hole. I'm going to knock them open and get park off the road.
Right.
I'm not going to follow the hole.
No, that's all we're saying.
Okay.
So yours as well as theirs. You're just going to make a spot for you to pull in and pull out.
I'm not the one bringing this up. I'm just saying I'm not.
He's going to follow the driveway from wherever he parks to the road.
Yes, it's the same thing for the guys. That's what you're saying. He's going to clear.
He can do his. He can do his at any snowfall. He needs to get in and out all the time. The guys is for major snowfalls.
He can do his highway superintendent, can do his anytime he needs to do it. Because he can't drive over and pack it down and then try to do it. That's a nightmare.
But he's,
yeah, I didn't bring up about the employees. They can, just like where I work, I work for the state, but no state plows plow my driveway when it snows because you're called and you're told to come to work. But the guys that, like Jeff McLaughlin or anybody, like the superintendent that maintains and has to go out on the roads all the time, that's the one that I was concerned about.
Right, and then the way we used to do it in the past, the way Carl used to do it, if you got a major snowstorm and there's a 3 or 4 foot snowbank, he knocked the end out so they could at least get in the driveway.
Right, right. At the end of the shift, yeah.
So the board agrees to allow the highway superintendent to clean his driveway when necessary.
Well, clean his driveway. Maintain his driveway. Period.
Okay, but wait a minute. Are you talking about maintaining the whole driveway or just like you're talking about the guys, just enough where he pulls in his truck and he parks?
No, he can maintain his whole driveway so he can get in there. He's a highway superintendent. That's what Carl used to do 100 years ago.
I don't know what Carl used to do 100 years ago.
And then the guys are only to knock the ends out when
there's
a
major
storm. Am I right?
Yeah.
I think that's two different things. That's why I'm asking.
It is two different
driveway
things.
Necessary.
Yeah.
You're talking about having him clean, plow his driveway.
He can plow his driveway, period, because he goes in and out all the time. So he doesn't have to pack it down and then try to clean it. Right, Gary? Is that what you're saying?
Board agrees to allow his house.
Okay. Let me put it this way. Highway superintendent has the right and authority to maintain his driveway throughout the winter. During snowstorms with a significant accumulation, he can take and clean out the end of the MEO's driveways so they can get in and out. But his driveway he can maintain throughout the winter season.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion. We already had two motions.
We had to do an motion. Okay, can you say the first part again slower? The highway superintendent.
Highway superintendent has the authority to maintain his driveway with his town plow truck throughout the winter season.
To maintain his driveway. With what?
With a town plow truck pickup, the one that he uses to monitor the roads.
Okay, got that. Then what's the rest of it?
During the significant storms, he can open up the end of the driveways for the MEOs.
That live in the town of Parrish.
Yep. Open up. For other Parrish MEOs that live in Parrish.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got highway superintendent has authority to maintain his driveway with the town truck. During major storms, he can open up the end of driveway for other Parrish MEOs that live in Parrish.
Yep.
Do we have to motion this? Do we just agree?
Well, we just wanted it officially, so
So it's in the minutes. So the board agreed to.
Say it again.
You have to motion it. That's what you want.
We did. I made, well, Gary made the motion and Richard seconded it.
Okay. Made a roll call.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Bond?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Can I add my name on that so you can come and clean up the end of my driveway? Okay. Oswego County Mutual Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan was sent to me by Terry Bennett. She does the emergency management program. And I printed, because it's a huge document, all I printed was our piece. This is ours for Parrish. First page right off the bat has got mistakes in it, but this has got to be accepted. I didn't make copies for anybody. What I wanted to know is, do you want Terry to come next month and give us a presentation to tell us about it? So you know what it is.
Do it at a workshop.
I'm not doing another. We've had enough workshops. Thank you very much. Do it at the December meeting. She can do a presentation. Is everybody okay with that?
One to pay the bill.
I'm sorry?
I hope you have one to pay the bill.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like we're gonna. Nobody's saying anything.
You know, going to that subject, you sent a text out today, a group text, Mary Ann, saying that you've got an appointment with the bank tomorrow.
Yep.
You know, to take care of it. But you obviously, if you're not doing the town clerk, what were you going to do then?
That's what we were going to discuss tonight, then.
Oh.
But you like to jump the gun, so, you know.
No.
Anyways, so shall I have to come to the December meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Either the 17th or the 19th, I'm not sure. I'm not going to give you a copy of this until they get it corrected. And when she corrects it, I'll run copies for you, because it's quite our piece. I don't know everybody else's. It's quite big. So, okay. IRS letter, referencing the address. They sent me two letters saying that we changed your mailing address. This one is to 2938 East Main Street, ST. This one says, where they put it, P.O. Box 66. And they're telling me when I do the W-2s or any paperwork that I do that involves the IRS, they want us to use the same address. And they put street, S-T-R-E-E-T, rather than street, S-T. But yet on this one, they gave me the P.O. Box. So I guess from now on, when you get it from the town supervisor for the town of Parrish, it's got to say 2938 East Main, S-T-R-E-E-T, just so you know, because that's what they're asking for. And they want it to be the same for any documentation that we send to them. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is one that Craig wanted to cover regarding the drug testing. We'll do that one first, Craig. Go ahead.
It's been mentioned in the past practice, no matter what, how severe the accident is, the driver has to go for a drug test. Now, the other day, we had nearly knocked the mirror off. I took the guy, I wasn't going to, but he was driving, so I took him for a drug test. I want to know if you think we ought to waive this situation until after this COVID, because if there's no bodily injury, we're going into a spot where there could be, you know, COVID. I couldn't take him to a lab. I called two labs and they're out. I had to take them over to Fulton Hospital. We're going in where there's COVID. You think we can maybe pass this until the COVID thing is over, as long as there's no bodily injury?
Quick question. Are you referring to the other ones also where they ask us, you know, blindly to bring so-and-so in within the next quarter?
Well, we could talk about it, but those are more labs. They're kind of like isolated.
Okay.
But the other day, both of them were closed, and I had to take this guy actually to the Fulton Hospital. So we're kind of going, you know, as long as he's not injured.
What do you guys think about this? Everything to try to stay awake this morning.
Can't hear nothing, pal.
No, it says no matter what, we gotta take it.
What
it,
says
you gotta take the person.
What says that?
It's been talked about in the past board meetings and stuff. No matter how minor, we need to take them for a drug test.
Our meeting or somebody else's meeting?
No, it's all of it. No, Parrish, what do you think?
No, I'm asking it because no, I don't remember talking about that.
It's been in Parrish meetings that no matter how minor, if the guy is driving a vehicle, we need to take them, no matter how minor. I'm just saying, if they're not any injury as far as their body, or it's not a major accident, I mean, you're just talking about hitting a mirror or something small, you know? What's your guys' input on this?
That must have been before my time, Craig, because I don't even remember bringing that up.
With this COVID, because it's hard to get anything.
I would waive it. I'll leave it up to the highway superintendent if he thinks it needs to go. If it's a major one or whatever.
Major one is different.
Know, something major, accident.
That's
or
different.
Right. Or injury or.
Right. But I mean, if you.
Something where you think the guy could have not. Could avoid it. I mean, hitting the mirror, the wing was down a little bit. That was just. But if you think the guy is could have avoided it, obviously he's like, well, maybe there's something wrong with him, or maybe he's drunk, or whatever.
Right.
Maybe we ought to take.
I agree with you. Leave it up to
the. Leave it up to the. Leave it up to the highway super.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm you sure. Probably address it in the future when we get a handle on this COVID.
Just leave it up to you.
Or maybe we just decide to leave it that way. We can always readdress it in the future.
As long as it's not, you're not talking about the quarterly test.
No, I'm talking, okay. I'm talking any accident right now.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
I'm.
Gary, 100%. Did you hear us?
Part of it, I was muted for a while.
If it's a minor accident with the MEO's trucks or whatever, we're allowing Craig to make the decision as to whether or not he needs to take them to the hospital or the clinic. We got because of COVID, we're trying to
for a drug test.
For a drug test, they're going to have to go in for a drug test because they had an accident. Are you okay with leaving that up to the highway superintendent? As long as there's no major, no bodily injury, no, it's just a simple take out my mirror.
Yeah, as long as there's no avenue that I can think of that they could come back on the town.
That's what I was, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. That was asked. So this is not touching the ones where they have to be tested quarterly for alcohol and drugs because they're drivers. It's not that. This is if there's an accident.
If the accident involves another vehicle or another personal property of a resident or something, I think it should be required to be tested because you could hope the town could be open for lawsuits. They could say, well, the driver was drunk. Well, you're not going to have no way to prove that he wasn't if he wasn't tested.
For example, that other mirrors other properties. So
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's saying that the mirror that whoever took out was somebody else's property. So you got to be careful when you're saying other person's property.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, how they could come back and say, you know, people could drop a lawsuit on you in a heartbeat for something and say somebody was, they were under the influence of something or whatever, just to try and get money from the town. And you got to cover your butt, you know.
If I feel that the driver could have drove around or not done that, obviously I'll take it.
Right. It's up to you.
Okay. We're not talking about taking out mailboxes with the snowplow, right?
No.
Okay. So okay, you okay with that?
I'm good. You can address it in the future if you want to bring it back up.
Well, like you said, after COVID. Okay, the other one is apparently the grant writer, Jay Grasso, is working his butt off for both the truck and the building.
Yeah.
Okay, and at this point, he's gotten somewhere with the truck grant. So we need to set a date for a public hearing. Craig asked if we would do it at before the next meeting, December 17th at 7 o'clock. Public hearing regarding the truck grant.
We have to move on to the next step.
Right. So we want
6 o'clock.
I got 6 o'clock. Did I say 7? Sorry. Yeah, it was 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So is everybody okay with doing that?
To move on to the next step, grant writer and stuff.
Information.
The building, yeah. The building is a little slower. That's a little slower pace of the truck.
Yeah, the whole truck.
I understand.
Well, it's a lot bigger too. So, okay. So, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I need a motion to set the public hearing regarding the truck grant for December 17th at 6 o'clock.
I'll make it.
I need a second.
A second.
Oh, Gary. Or
it is a Gary.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor
Horning?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Councilor
Jordan? Yes. Councilor Wood? Yes. Supervisor Phillips? Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, the other one is the budget officer position. I had touched base with you guys on this at the last workshop last week, asking about this, and I know that you connected the two, but I wanted to ask about this. Let's see if I got anyone here to do the other thing. No, which involves the two signatures. And as I said, I don't know if anybody heard it because most of us were talking over each other. I have no problem having two signatures on the checks. It actually is like a safeguard for me because it allows more than two sets of eyes to check things out. So I have no problem with that. You already know what my problem is. I do have an appointment with the bank tomorrow to go over some things, including this. But in that connection, I had talked to you about the budget officer position and setting the salary for that for the rest of this year. I've been working my tail off in the payroll and the bookkeeping, and I'm asking that a salary be set that I could collect for doing this extra work. Anybody have anything to say?
I think there's other things that we need to take care of first, Marianne, and that's the checks.
And I said that. I said I would do that. I have no problem with that, Gary. It's the person that you're trying to connect me with.
Can I have permission to say something?
Sure.
Can I have permission to say something?
Yeah.
Okay, back when I first was thinking of what the board could do to take and have a little more oversight, which the comptroller said we needed to do on our financial deals. I thought, well, geez, maybe it'd be a good idea. Now you can ask John. I told him himself. I asked him himself if he would mind being the second signature on paychecks, or not paychecks, but town checks. John. And he didn't mind. Yes, John Dunham.
Okay.
Then I turn around. I says, well, I talked to Lori in the Association of Towns. And she said, no.
No?
She said, definitely not. She says, the only other person that has an authorized signature, if you're going with counter signatures in the town, is the town clerk. I go, really? So to back her word up, I called Syracuse, the comptroller's office. Mm-hmm. And he said the same thing. Yes, the only other authorized signature is the town clerk. I said, well, everybody knows we have issues between the supervisor and our town clerk. But I says, I was going to try to pick John. He says, you can't. State law mandates it's a town clerk. So that's the only reason. Nobody's doing that to try and blackmail somebody to talk or deal with somebody. It's the law. Believe me, if there is another way and somebody else so we didn't have to deal with that, fine. But there isn't. So regardless of you guys' issues, I'm trying to do this just as the board moving forward. Like you said, it covers you and it makes the board. There's just one step out of many that we can do to try and to have a little oversight. So the comptroller's office says, hey, yeah, the board is stepping up and they're trying to monitor the situation a little bit closer. That's all. That's the only reason.
And I've got it in black and white, but I don't have it with me, that it says the law says it could be the town clerk. It doesn't have to be the town clerk.
I want to see it because I've read it right out of the law book too.
Okay, I'll have to find it for you. I don't have it with me. I didn't even think.
Bob Demance here, we can tell him to look it up.
Who?
I can look it up, but I can tell you it's going to be what Gary said.
Yeah, I've already went through it.
Show it to me in black and white. Okay, go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry. There was that.
What's that?
I said, are you done?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so I'm back to the budget officer position and the salary. And I know what you're connecting it to.
Oh, we're going to leave it blank then for right now. We'll look at it next month.
You'll leave what blank?
If you put a budget officer in there, mm-hmm. Is that another line item?
Yeah, we would have to create it according to AOT. If we don't have a budget officer, a person designated, it's automatically the supervisor. Okay. We've never had it. Steve was at supervisors are at, unless we have the money to put in to pay for a budget officer. So she said for me to collect money for doing these extra jobs, if we put it under the budget officer's position, you could connect a salary to it this year. I'm talking this year, I'm not talking next year. And that's how she said that we could do that.
I'm not for putting anything in, especially a salary. I mean, maybe, minimum wage, turn in an hour sheet like everybody else has to. But right now, I'm not favor putting anything in.
Well, next week's payroll comes up, I'll let you do it, Doug.
Then hire a payroll company, man.
No, I'm not hiring. Costs us way too much money.
We can make a motion to hire a payroll company.
Payroll company. It costs way too much money. Why would you do that when we already have it?
We had one before. We had never had any mistakes. Done deal. Less work off you.
The first one was, The first one was doing it illegally.
You don't have any extra money.
The first one was doing it illegally. The second one was doing it incorrectly. The third one was okay. But Mr. I can't think of his name. He's going to be retiring. And he told me that when I hired him a year ago. I take that back. I asked for other people in different places and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. So when we were able to bring it in-house and do it in-house, there are no mistakes at this point. There haven't been since 2019. Thank you very much. And we take care of what needs to be done in-house. It's saving the town money. So none of you want to do anything about this. None of you want to consider giving me a salary for doing this, all this extra work. Regardless of how long it takes,
you get good pay right now. You just got up to 16 because we put the original back into it. So you could take
that's
that extra 1,000. So
that's next year, Doug. And that's only $1,000.
It's only. I didn't think this job was here to, get rich off of.
I'd like to see you do this position, Jordan. Okay. I would like to see you
maybe get it done.
Go for it. Let's see where the people go. So none of you have anything to say?
I don't think these decisions would be that difficult if there was more cooperation. But there doesn't seem to be any cooperation in this town between anybody. And, so when we come on decisions like this, there might be a little bit of, a pat on the back, thank you very much type thing. We get nowheres because you can pat somebody on the back and that same person will stab you in the back when you turn your head. So, you know what? That's the way it's been. That's the way it's going to be. I don't think everybody just needs to do their job.
And someone sit here and smile about it. Okay, I can bring up a lot of things about you too, Doug, but I won't. That's okay. I just want to make sure that it's in the minutes that this board chose not to reimburse the town supervisor for the extra work that she's been doing since September of 2020, when they're the ones that three of the ones of this board were the ones that are responsible for us losing the bookkeeper and the payroll.
You know, Mary Ann, will you just quit trying to push the blame on the board all the time?
Absolutely not.
She have your deputy turn around and put it on social media. I mean, come on, you've been throwing us under the bus for how long?
In the three board members.
You read it in the paper. If you didn't, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah. It was all made up because that's not how it happened. Oh, she resigned on her own.
She resigned because of what you guys said.
Okay.
Well, no, what you did, not what you said.
That was her choice. We didn't ask her to. She did it on her own.
Yep, because of what you did.
Okay.
The three of you did. And I know you won't put it in, Kelly, because you never quote me. You just quote certain people.
Marianne,
I will do the minutes as I see fit.
Marianne. No. Is there anybody here tonight, other than the public, that you have not slammed and been downright goddamn rude to? No. And then you're asking us for a favor? You got to be kidding me.
Favor, Gary. I'm asking.
You are the most rudest person I've ever had to deal with. You really are. You're rude and belligerent.
No.
And that's not right. And put that on social media. Gary Wood said that.
I don't know what you said because I was talking over you. So, and I'm sure Kelly didn't get it because I was talking over you. So, information items. Tug Hill Times. I've got two of these.
I got electronically.
Oh, that's good. If anybody wants to read them, I have the copy.
Anybody that you have.
Heart of Tug Hill, they put out a thing. Did you get this one?
No, that one I don't have.
That's a nice one.
And then you want a favor?
Yeah. And planning board agenda. I got two agendas and 2 minutes. If anybody needs to read those, they're drafts until they approve them. City Bosie Spotlight, got that. If anybody's interested in that. Green Bank of Green County sent us a letter to see if we would be interested in changing who we have to them. B and C sent us a letter about their providing more services, including it doesn't say audits. Okay, I'm sorry. Accounting. All right. They have more services in case we want to consider them for any of the services. COVID-19 frequently asked questions by Tug Hill. You got that? Did you get that as well, Jen?
Yes. No? Okay.
Minutes for 10/22 and 11/5 and October 15. I don't have that one on there. Sorry. Got the minutes. New York State Safety Plan Template Addendum. That's here if anybody's interested in that. They talk about COVID, physical distancing in places and all that good stuff. That's here.
Hopefully all the updates then, isn't it?
This one?
Yeah, is that the latest one with the updates?
Yeah, but it won't have what you said in there. This was, I think I ran this last week. There's no date on it.
Yeah, stuff has changed since then.
Yeah. Okay. Gordon Lyons' letter asking us about God's kingdom, what is it, information there. Email from Kathy Stiles. Oh, she was asking, she's from the Office of State Comptroller. She was asking for some paperwork. And I was buried. I asked her to ask Kelly for it. And I don't know if Kelly got it to her now, but in the meantime, I got some of it to her. Anyways, Office of State Comptroller is going to be looking at reviewing some of the things in the near future for us. But she asked for a 2020 budget, 2021 budget, 2020 tax warrant and tax rolls, any pilot agreements, and the other two we don't do. So I sent her what I had. And if she needs more, she'll let me know. But they will, it might not be her, but they will be coming to do an audit. check things out. I won't say audit, but check things out. Association of Towns sent us the certificate of designation. The normal meeting that they have in February down in New York City, it's going to go viral. So they're not going to be doing that. But they asked if we have somebody that's going to be attending those, did we want to designate anybody to be the voting delegate? So I have the paperwork. We don't usually do that till later. But if anybody's interested, let us know and we can consider that. Salmon River Council Government meeting, as Paul said, it's tomorrow at 3:30 in Altmar. I will be attending if anybody wants to go. It's open to the public. And we'll all be covering. And that's as far as I got.
I got a question.
Yep.
What does everybody want me to tell these vendors? When they shut me off, and they're calling, what does everybody want me to tell them?
Well, hopefully the supervisor will take
care of it. How long is it going to settle this? Because I'm the one. I got a call from a vendor that read the paper and says, boy, you're telling the mess. I'm not going to get paid, am I? I said, no, you're going to get paid. And I promised this guy he's going to get paid. Now, what do I want me to tell these people when they don't, they shut me out, I can't get fuel?
Well, hopefully.
I'm the one in the crossfire here. I'm the one talking to the vendors, and they call me. I'm trying to know how long is everybody going to take the first out of it.
You're not the only one, Craig, either, because it's a disservice to the town.
Right, but I'm the biggest one.
I know, because you spend the most
money. The salt, the fuel, and people call me saying, I'm not going to get paid because I read all this stuff in the paper. What does anybody want me to tell them?
Well, hopefully she'll see that. It's got to be the town clerk, and she'll do the right thing. If she does the right thing, then she can pay the bills. Simple as that.
I want to know what to tell them because
it depends on the supervisor.
I'm the one being handcuffed here.
Guess that's what you got to tell them. I don't know what to tell them because I can cut the checks Monday per usual, but apparently they're not going to give me permission. So I don't know what to tell you, Craig.
You're going to the bank tomorrow to give us an update on it.
I was going to take a name and my name and give it to them tomorrow.
It came from our lawyer saying you can't do that.
That's not true.
Okay. See, this is where he is. Everybody does research, but it's not true.
You're saying Gary's a liar.
You're saying Brown Canan's a liar. You're saying everybody's a liar but Marianne.
When I have it in black and white.
Well, Bob just told you that.
But she doesn't listen to Bob either.
He said he was going to look it up.
And he's supposed to get back.
Yeah.
Can you guys come in executive session and finish this out?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
Could you guys come in executive session and hash this out?
Oh, it's not executive session material, but they can do it there. Okay, so anything else? I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss contract negotiations and to discuss matters leading to the employment, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. I need a motion.
No motion.
Richard, John?
I'll second it.
John seconded that. Okay. We will be in executive session as soon as.
Okay, you gotta give me a minute to put people in the waiting room and suspend the recording.
And Bob? On the executive session.
You want Bob in the executive session?
For what?
Because he's our town lawyer. I like him there.
Maybe. The one that should be on is John Brunetti.
Yes, John Brunetti did enter the session.
Okay, because he's going to do the contract negotiations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Marianne, in or out for me?
You can be in as far as I'm concerned.
Is there an objection from the board?
Unless you're invited by the board, and I don't think there's. Was invited by the board.
I just invited her.
The motion was no, until unless we need her.
Okay, there's a Ken Dolan in the part in the session. Is he part of anything?
I don't know the name.
Okay, so I'm gonna put him in the waiting room.
He's not with McCree, is he?
He may be.
Wait a minute, because I just got this tonight.
I think McCree was running on the.
Mr. Dolan, I think when he first signed in as somebody being from McPhee, and then he renamed himself to Ken, but
okay, hold on.
Well, I'm going to put on the ledger unless you direct me otherwise.
Well, yeah.
Or if you want to do part of it that doesn't involve him, and then call me to admit him, I'll be in the other room. You can call me to change things if you don't want it now, I'll be on in later.
Okay. Because his name's not on here, so that's what I'm looking for to see.
So I'm going
to
put him in the waiting room for now, but
it is his name, Nolan, and he sent me this letter from McCree, and I just got it tonight.
Yeah.
What are we doing after the meeting or after executive session? Is there a lot more?
No, there's not much. It depends on what they decide to do about this stuff when they come out. They'll be discussing that, probably this.
At this point.
Okay. Ambulance. I don't think.
Unbelievable.
Who did it again?
John motioned it and Doug. No, Doug motioned it. John seconded it to come out at 9.
That's why I said I should be here when you do this. So no.
I just told you. Doug motioned it. John seconded
it.
I'm sorry?
I'm the clerk.
Okay.
Hey, everybody's back in the session.
Everybody's on?
And the recording is back on.
Okay. So I need a motion to adopt. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. I need a motion to adopt the contract, the collective bargaining agreement between the town of Parrish and the Teamsters Local Union 317.
There's no changes, right?
Yeah, they're in there. Yes.
Okay.
I need a motion. Adapt or accept, whatever the word is.
I think it's accept the contract. I'll make a motion to accept the contract with those changes.
And I need a second.
I'll second it.
Harry? Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Jordan?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay, what else do we have to do when we came out?
We make a motion for the bills.
Okay, do I have to go over each one of them?
No.
A, B, D, A, D, B, and H?
No.
You don't know?
We already went
through that. Yes, we do. Because it's got to be in the minutes. That's what you approved.
No, just what you can do, what as presented, and I'll make sure they all.
Right.
They haven't been presented. The only one that was A. We haven't presented the other ones, and I was told by comptrollers that has to be in the minutes.
So each one of them, we got to make a separate motion for?
Yeah.
A, B, D, A, D, B, and H.
Well, you could read them all.
There's no D.
Motion.
Read them all off. Just read them all off, and then we'll make the one motion.
Okay. I need a motion to approve a general fund town outside of the village, I'm sorry, townwide, for vouchers 234 through 252 at $27,859.61. There were no B vouchers. I need a motion to approve the H Capital Project Water Fund vouchers 253 to 257 at $11,345.45. I need a motion to approve the DA Highway Fund townwide vouchers 204 through 226 at $68,158.20. I need a motion to approve DB Highway Fund Town Outside of Village vouchers 227 to 232 at $13,959.11.
Okay, before we make this move, before we go any further, Kelly.
Yeah.
If Mary Ann went to the bank tomorrow.
She has an appointment at noon.
Yes. Could you get over there Monday and do what you need to do?
Yeah.
Friday or Monday?
Monday, probably.
Monday
morning.
Yeah.
Because
It's very important to get your name out before you sign these checks. And she's going to make
well, the motion is going to be depending on both signatures on the checks by Monday.
Okay. All right. And then you have to get with Mary Ann, and she said the checks will be ready sometime Monday morning.
No, the abstract won't be done until in the afternoon. I won't be able to come that fast. I can cut them, but I don't think they'll be ready.
But you give her plenty of warning. When...
Right. All she's going to do is sign them, give them to me. I'll sign them.
Well, you got to go up to her office and sign them.
Why?
Because
you two can work that out.
Yeah.
Either you're in my office or I'm in your office to sign them. We'll sign them together.
We can come down the meeting room and sign
them. Your office or my office?
Marianne, I'm not going in.
I'm not going in either, Shelly.
We should not be that close to each other during this COVID.
No, it's fine. You can do my office or your office.
I'm not going in your office.
Do the window
well,
then.
We're not signing them. We'll
go through the window.
Do the window then.
Not going to sign them then. Okay, so what was the pending piece? Pending
on the two signatures. They'll be paid as of Monday.
Okay, motion to approve all those pending
on the two signatures by Monday.
By Monday.
By Monday.
Not
either, Kelly. I'm sick of it.
Well, all you
so I have a motion. Do I have a second? Yes. Okay. Roll call, hold, please.
Well, who made the motion?
John made the motion. Gary seconded it.
Oh, for that. All right.
Counselor Tony.
Yep.
Counselor Long.
Yes.
Counselor Jordan.
Yes.
Counselor Wood.
Yes.
Counselor Phillips.
Yes. And that was that. You don't want to do any more discussion on the budget officer piece, so I just want the public to know that as well. I'll make a copy of this letter from Mr. Dolan. Wait. Yes, and I'll put it in everybody's mailbox.
In December meeting.
Yeah.
We hold on it.
Well, you might not. We'll see what it. Yeah. I don't even know what it says because, like I said, I just got it. So, okay.
Look at it.
No further business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Wait a minute. I can't do that. Hold on. Well, I wanted to remind you that public hearing on the water districts is on Wednesday, December 2nd at 6:30. We got to get clarification as to if we can
people?
Have people can come in because they're going to be registering through Kelly and or me to come. If we can have extra people. If we had 50, we figured 34.
Well, can I interject here? The village has not.
I'm not saying. Did anybody discuss anything with the village to make sure they're okay with it?
I asked Evelyn if the building was available. She got us down for the 2nd and the 3rd. We have the zoning board meeting on the 3rd.
None of this water stuff is brought to the village attention at all.
The difference between having a meeting and a public hearing of this magnitude.
I told her it was a public hearing.
Well,
for the December 2nd.
It's up to Ellen, it's up to the village board and the mayor.
We pay rent for this building. Are you telling me that we can't have this building?
It's a joint.
I am not saying you can't do anything. I'm just saying you don't want to do this without getting some type of approval. That's all I'm saying.
If it's a joint effort, then they should have been more involved.
I'm just saying you might want to get clarification. I know she said the building was open, but...
It's too late for clarification. This stuff had to be advertised and put out, and it's been done.
But right now, the way this COVID is... You might not be allowed 5 people in here.
No, and Paul's going to get that in black and white if they changed it. Because it might be just...
She could close the building, for Pete's sake. I don't know.
The county's moving.
Hey, Marianne.
Yeah.
We had a class today at work. I don't know if this goes for everything, but they could only have 10 people in that class. They kicked other people out, said only could have 10 in the room at the one time.
Yeah, and Paul, we got to find that out. If that's what the rule is now, how are we going to do it different? We can still do a Zoom meeting, But unfortunately, yeah. For those that don't have computers, they're going to have to phone in.
No meeting ain't going to work.
No, it ain't. I agree with you.
Not what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I've been saying that for 2 days.
We can do, Mary. We just have to put it off.
For four months, I've been saying that.
You can't do something that's impossible with the state and the federal government. You can't.
People don't have stuff.
If you continue putting it off, some of those reports are going to expire.
Those reports are going to have to be updated.
It's
going to
cost more money.
I don't know what the answer is. I'm only one person.
I know. I'm just saying. We're going to wait to get the definite clarification. Those that don't have Zoom can do it on the phone. You dial in on the phone. You can listen and you can talk.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. I know you don't know how to do it, but that's okay. No. Anyway, so we've got the
public hearing
on December 2nd at 6:30.
December 2nd, you got time, and Paul will find out. And then we'll find out from the governor, because this thing's getting worse. It may be yellow, it may be red.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the mayor will close the bill. I don't know.
Yeah, because right now the school's closed.
As it stands right now, we have a water district meeting, public hearing, on Wednesday, December 2nd at 6:30. It will be a Zoom. There will be limited seating. May not be any seating. Paul will check it out for us, and people can either Zoom in on the computer or call in on the phone. If they're going to have questions, in the letter that I gave you a copy of tonight states that if they want to ask questions, to either call Kelly or me so that we can tell Paul when they're on Zoom or phone, whatever, he'll let them in to ask their questions. Second one, zoning law workshop meeting on Thursday, December 3rd at 6:30. That'll also be a Zoom meeting. Joint board meeting on Thursday, December 10th at 7. I don't know if that's a Zoom or not. Our next regular meeting is December 17th at 6:30. And that's it for Judas. I thought all the workshops were bad enough. Thank you all for coming and tuning in, and have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. I need a motion to adjourn after I said to everybody, have a great Thanksgiving.
Who
motioned it?
He did.
Okay.
Richard was supposed to do it, but he was going to do it 10 minutes ago.
Drive ready, golden hour ago.
We're done.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.